All right, let's head to the kitchen now, where my mother is standing by for Cooking with Claude. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Christian just told me in the commercial break if you're coming on next week. Just so everyone knows, Mom, you're on vacation. You're not coming on next week. That's silly. You don't need to come on. She's on vacation, Christian. The woman needs a vacation. She can take a break. It's okay. She's doing fine, but she could take a break. Oh my gosh. It's fine. Everyone, she's going to go to Disney to go see her son, okay? It's going to be fine. No, Christian, she's not coming out. When my mom is away, she takes a break. It's like me. Do I call in when I'm on vacation? Okay, so my mother, my mom doesn't even get paid to do this segment. She could take a break. She could take a break.
Yes, I need a somebody.
All right, well, you're getting a break next week, but this morning, not so much, Mom. Today, you're making your breakfast bread. When did you start making breakfast bread?
Well, I saw it on something, Instagram or something like that. And I was, I watched it for like a while, but the woman on TV, she didn't do so good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Instagram, she didn't do so good. So I thought I would take some of what she did and, make it more the way Dad would like it. And I made one last week, and it came out amazing. The whole thing went.
Yeah.
But this time I decided to, because everybody is watching their weight, I did it in a French bread.
Mm.
So it's less bread and more like food, let's say.
Yeah, more filling. So how do you make it?
So I cut the top of the loaf like as, you see me cutting?
I'm watching you. You are a very good cutter.
Thank you. So I'm cutting the loaf in a big, like, oval. I'm not taking the sides. It's more in the center. And then I dig out a lot of the inside bread. So it makes like a
like
nice
a soup
opening.
Bowl almost. Yeah, sure.
And then I give that to the birds.
Love that. So feed the birds. Toppins for whatever it is. Toppins a pear. Or what do they say in Mary Poppins? Feed the birds.
Toppins
a bag. Toppins a bag. There you go. Toppins a bag.
Yes.
Okay. So you give the center to the birds. It's kind of like if you were to make like stuffed zucchini boats. You would take the center out. So
basically the same thing. So
okay.
What I ended up doing was this week I did it with ham. So I mixed, because it's a long loaf, I scrambled 8 eggs with a little bit of milk. And then I, last night I did some, I cut chunks of ham. Does it look good? Oh my God, it's amazing.
Is that my father? Hi,
yes.
Dad.
Hello.
Does it look good, Dad? Would you eat it?
I'm eating it now.
Oh, well, what's your review? Be careful. It's delicious.
Here we go. I'll take a picture of Dad.
Yeah, take a picture. Take a picture of Dad.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Go. Okay. There you go. So anyway, last night because I bought a small ham, I cut the ham up into cubes, and I also used some shredded potatoes for hash browns. I actually got the frozen hash browns because I didn't think about shredding my own. And then I like chop them all in and cook them all for a little bit the night before with the ham so that the ham tasted more like, had a little bit more crispiness to it than just plain ham, but you could just cut the ham and mix the hash browns. And so this morning I scrambled the 8 eggs. I put in the little bit of milk, the ham, the hash browns, and some butter, and then and pepper, and I put that into the boat. Let's call it the boat.
The boat.
And
the boat.
Then
the boat.
I used the shredded cheese on top. You could use any type you want. I used the Monterey Jack cheese on top, but you could use cheddar, whatever you want. Then. I learned from the Instagram, you need to cover it with foil for like the first 20 minutes or otherwise the bread gets too hard. So I covered it with foil and then took the foil off after 20 minutes and just let the topping kind of brown a little bit and melt in a little bit more. And, you know, it comes out like an open-faced breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, it looks really good. I just got the picture of Dad eating. Well, it's not Dad. It's Dad's hands, but it looks really tasty. It kind of reminds me of like a bread bowl that you would get at a Panera Bread, but it's a breakfast bread bowl. You're still eating it, Dad. Well, it's a nice healthy portion you got here. It looks really good.
Yes, he does. Yeah, good, but it's like less on the carbs and more on the, well, there's carbs inside it too. But
you know what I would swap it out though for, Mom? I'm thinking, oh, there you are. Oh, look at you eating your, Dad, you're so cute. My mom's just sending me pictures while this is all going on. It's very talented that you could talk and send pictures, Mom. You know what I would swap out, though, because I don't like ham? I wonder how it would taste with corned beef.
Okay, so I think that would be great. I have some leftover corned beef. I will make you one. The last time I did it, I made it with sausage.
Oh, that would be good, too.
Which
sure.
was also very good, the sausage.
The bacon might be too thin. Like, if you did bacon, that might be too thin. But, like, these big chunks of meat, like, I could see sausage being good. But I'm thinking, for some reason, I'm thinking corned beef might be really interesting with this. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think because it's like corned beef and hash browns, although I would make you corned beef hash.
Right. That's what I'm kind of thinking is like a corned beef hash with the egg and the cheese. This just looks scrumptious. I can't wait to post it so all of you can make it. And it was pretty quick, Mom. How long did you cook it for or bake it for?
I mean, I got up at about 10 of 9 and it was ready by 9:30.
That's not bad at all. So you baked it at what, 350 per usual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, for like 20 minutes, because you want to get that egg to cook really well.
Yeah.
And you don't want to burn the outside of the bread or make it too hard.
All right. No, that makes
but
sense.
But I told you, the first time I made it was with sausage, and it was amazing. The sausage bread was excellent, too. But Dad happens to like ham, so I tried ham.
He does love his ham.
I definitely will try the corned beef.
Cool. I can't wait to try it. Well, this looks really good, Mom. And I will post this up on the podcast at the end of the show with the picture of my dad holding the...
And if you want a piece after you pick up Chase, we'll be at the office.
Right, but it's got the ham in it, right, Ma?
Oh, yeah, you don't like the ham.
It's okay. It's like me with penne pasta. I know I'm weird. I got issues. You ever heard that song? I got issues. Yeah, well, that's me.
I got food issues. I know it like the back of my hand.
Well, I appreciate you accepting me otherwise. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
All right. I love you. I'll call you after the show.
Okay. Love you too, baby. Bye. Everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mom. You too. Dad, enjoy your breakfast. I don't know if he can hear me.
I hear you.
Oh, another voice heard from. All right, Dad, enjoy your breakfast. I love you. Oh, gosh, she's getting blown up on the phone. All right, let's go to traffic and weather. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning and Half of My Family here on WICC.